Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast. And, huge shock, welcome back, True Blast from the Past, Scott.
Yeah, well, thanks to my schedule, I have nothing better to do.
Ringing endorsement there, folks.
Hey, well done. Good evening, Mike, as well. We can discuss the co-star. So general policy, Scott, is we talk about either the writers and the sort of guest stars during the credit sequence.
All right.
Yes, Mike? Which I'm sure you know, Scott, because you've been listening to every episode.
Yeah, of course he has.
Yeah, I was in, what, the first three?
Yes, which is why you listened to the other 42. This is actually, you can't have listened to the other 42 because I think this is episode 45, but we've only released, I think, 40, so, or maybe 42.
Something like that.
Yeah, the basic rule is if you've got something to say, say it. Don't worry about, you know, what's on screen at the time.
Keeping it faintly on topic helps, but, I mean, Lord knows, we haven't really managed that, especially me. I tend to wander off on insane tangents.
Oh, that sounds like me too.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast.
Part 4, The Robin of Sherwood Method.
Remove the character from the scripts and replace him with an entirely similar character. Create a highly elaborate scenario that puts the new character into the same situation as the original.
The transition is completed when the replacement character adopts the same name as his predecessor. For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast
at www.britishinvaders.com.
Up in the St. Audra too much. Sorry, JWC, any vaguely scatological reference and they're just giggling like schoolchildren.
They really need to do a decent promo. A nice little short promo.
Who, they do?
Yeah.
Why?
So we can play it.
Ah, okay, I'll ask them to. I haven't listened to the episode that I actually contributed to yet, but I found one I'd missed because of whatever weird way the USB stick in my car decided to play them. But I'm currently listening to the one where they cover 1969.
I haven't heard your comment yet, but they do get an awful lot of comments. Uh-huh. And every now and again, they have an email show. Mm. Just okay, imagine our email show. 1 minute of introduction.
<8 minutes left.
laughs> Yeah, it'd be over pretty quick. The title sequence and end credits would be longer.
Well, no, because we'd probably bullshit around the emails we do get.
Open the iris.
Okay, hitting play. We have the lion with his head cocked to the right. In 3, 2, 1, go. And I'll lower that a bit so the line isn't interfering too much. Forest. Oh. Very, very green.
What's your reading, Major?
Should be around here somewhere.
Moldy and purple, I think. Hello, purple to you?
No.
No, the trunks. Not obviously the branches are green.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to say green branches.
Look, you said the UAV must have been shot down by the Gould, yet we've seen no signs of Gould civilization.
I saw, like, some purple splotches.
Yeah, and we're straight into the action. Did you obviously commented on this? Other things, the teaser will tell you what's going on, whereas with Stargate, it's just boom, straight in.
It makes you work for it.
Yeah.
Gotta think.
Over here.
Duke's looking suspicious. Or, what the hell? Oh, it's a rather battered air elf. Is that an elf, then?
Is that a what?
Is it an elf? Is it an AA elf? Because I presume the Malf is mobile, you know, whatever, something, something, something.
They would just call it a UAV, don't they?
Doesn't make any sense. When a Gould occupies a planet, they usually control the Stargate. I mean, this gate had no markings of any... Found something.
That hurt. We have gold. We have red semi-invisible thingy. Ah.
Sir.
All right, heads up.
It's a hemisphere.
Your weapons will not penetrate the shield.
No.
That is the dumbest costume in the world.
However, mine will.
Oh,
oh, that Tilk's not impressed.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Eris Block. Perhaps you've heard of me.
No.
Arrogant, Mochley?
No.
Have you heard of us? Then why the hell would we have heard of you?
I have not.
Well, that's disappointing. I'm one of the galaxy's greatest hunters.
Already you realize he's one hell of an egomaniac.
Well, yes.
Well, I know you. Captain Samantha Carter.
Oh, he has heard of them.
Dr. Daniel Jackson, the Jaffa trader Teal'c, and Colonel Jack O'Neill.
He knows them. Hey, he knows us.
Well, fancy that. We're famous.
Yeah, it's not always good to be famous.
Not in these circumstances, no.
Another short teaser.
Yes, and this particular episode, he said, rummaging desperately, written by Martin Wood, again, and directed by Robert C. Cooper, one of our showrunners. And you said you knew, and I should know, the actor who plays Iris Bach.
Oh yeah, Sam Jones, Flash Gordon.
Have we lost Scott?
No, I'm here.
Or are you just confused by our usual sort of...
No, I'll probably be if I got something to say.
Our theme this season, as it has been the last two seasons, is Arthur Super Hold News.
I'm just also trying to adjust my volume so I can hear you guys and the show.
Yeah,
that's
it's
why
tricky.
I have the transcript up.
Yeah, Alan tends to read the episode. Then comment about two paragraphs ahead.
Stop doing that. I haven't done that since at least season 2, episode 19.
Oh, you just got better at it.
Unfortunately, I have a commercial to pay attention to.
Oh, dear.
Drop your weapons.
And if we don't?
He was wondering if the old ghoul shield trick would work.
Do we really have to get so dramatic?
Why not?
You were thinking of the personal defense shields the ghoul use. The wands which allow slower-moving objects to pass through. Wouldn't make a very effective trap now, would they?
A more advanced shield, this is.
Mm.
Which is a bit surprising. You'd think a system lord would have the latest tech.
Well, box of mercenary. System lord steals stuff. He just goes and pays for it.
I'm going to be about a minute behind you guys, so I got to catch up.
Can you fast forward?
Not through the commercials. I can fast forward through the regular show.
Okay.
That's what happens when I don't own the DVDs.
We could try pausing it.
Yeah, that worked out really well last time.
I'm sure you're thinking about escaping. So you should know that I've disabled the Stargate dialing device. And even if you did overpower me, which is unlikely, you'll never get off this planet. This way.
Nice little effect as the shield comes down.
Yes. Are you about 10 seconds behind me? Yeah, Sam J. Jones, fair enough.
I say, what are the odds? At least one of the actors slipped while climbing down those rocks.
Several times.
I'm about 5 seconds behind you guys now.
Oh, cool.
And we have...
How many takes it took?
Yeah.
Everybody stop. Drop your gear.
We have scorched earth with the presumably invisible ship.
Yep. Remember where we parked.
They have to take all the equipment off as well.
I suppose we could talk about this.
Inside.
Inside what?
Broken.
Hey. Oh, there we go.
Inside.
A door.
Yes, just the door. This is a much cheaper shot than the CG one with the door in the middle of nowhere. Let's shoot it from inside the ship. Then let's address the gate room.
I believe this is the first appearance of this class of vessel.
Hmm.
It becomes very familiar.
Does it identify with it?
No, I don't think he gave its name.
Ships of an older design. But I have never before seen the cloaking technology.
It's an upgrade.
Yes, cargo transport, he said.
Yeah, with an upgrade, a cloaking shield.
Which we'll see again.
That's the sort of upgrade you want. None of this sat-nav or MP3 CD players.
I don't know. We want people with MP3 CD players. So they can listen to us. That's the upgrade we want. What?
Say, Jack's not impressed.
Daniel's curious, as ever. Yeah, doesn't Daniel strike you as someone who, when he was a kid, put his fingers in the light socket?
Sir, he's not Goa'uld.
And... But, so, therefore...
I was just the kind of kid, like, oh, let me poke this metal screwdriver into the electrical outlet.
You think about it, look at the ship's walls. It's plastered with hieroglyphics. It must tell a story of some sort. It
sounds as though Iris Bach has left the vessel.
Well, what do you say we use the time to find a way out of this, huh?
Well, even if we could find a way out of here, he said he disabled the Stargate.
Teal, how fast will this unit fly?
I believe it is capable of traveling twice the speed of light.
Nice. Home for dinner.
You know, built in such and such shipyards, and year of Arapoffers, such and such.
You wouldn't know. It could be the hieroglyphic equivalent of I was here, here I was I here, yes I was. It
would still take us at least 10 years to get that far.
Sure to let the dog out.
You know, it could be a boring poem. It could be something in praise of a system, Lord.
Or maybe it's a recipe.
Yeah.
We think he's been injured. Oh, yeah. That's got to hurt. They're green. The green and the steaming. And
green? It's yellow on my screen.
Yeah, it looked yellow to me as well.
I think his color is a little off.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
Back up with the others.
Who was Sam expecting to walk through the door?
I don't know. Kronos?
At this point, has Teal'c seen Star Wars?
It's not been mentioned.
Not yet, has it?
I can't imagine Teal'c gets off base much, apart from specifically authorized.
I wonder how many of them are sitting here looking at him thinking, you know, Boba Fett is so much cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Jackson. If you don't mind. Treating my wound.
I'm an archaeologist.
I know, but you're also a doctor.
Of archaeology.
Never mind. Captain, you must have some medical training.
Actually, I'm a major now.
Oh, well, how very important. I'll inform the galaxy. Can you get over here now and help me, Major?
We really need Brian Blessed flying around outside.
In the literal sense?
Well, that's it. Sam Jones hasn't really done a lot of television. Surprisingly, you'd think he'd picked up a lot more TV work, at least.
Oh, that didn't sound so good. He's gone on that character, have a go.
Well, let's be honest. It is rather one of them puzzling facts that people are called doctors aren't doctors.
Yes. It can be an issue with passports.
Yeah.
If you're flying.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you like that?
Got a grin in his face.
Yeah, push it harder.
He's not really key. He doesn't really trust Jack, does he?
Well, he knows him. He knows about him, doesn't he?
And he trusts Carter? I mean, seriously?
Well, perhaps he knows Carter's field isn't particularly combat, even though she's combat trained.
Which school are you hunting?
His name is Keltar.
I haven't heard of him before.
Well, contrary to popular human belief, the Earth is not the center of the galaxy.
I have not heard of him either.
Have you met every Goa'uld? I haven't. The only thing I know is that Sokar has discovered Keltar's plotting against him.
Sokar again.
Yes.
I'm going to say they're raising that system lord up. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll find out why later.
Yeah, but I didn't find him very impressive when I did see him.
No, a bit of a letdown, wasn't he?
Sokar?
Ah, this is a good bit.
Yeah. Yes, you'll be dropping this clip in.
Yeah, the whole thing, yes.
So, what do you expect to get for us? Daniel? Just curious.
Well, Teal'c's worth the most. The system lords would love to make a good example of him. And Carter here, well, she has the memories of the Tok'ra Jolinar. And you, O'Neill, you're considered, well, you're a pain in the mikta.
Neck?
No.
What about me?
You? Probably happy to get a day's rations for you.
Oh, a day's rations.
Trade you.
I'm just saying that if we know what we're worth, maybe there's something we can offer for our freedom.
Neck?
Daniel's worth a pot noodle.
You know, you think that pot noodle will keep you going for a day? Daniel's worth a six-pack of pot noodles.
That's probably why he started beefing up.
He's worth that much.
Twice as much as all of you put together.
Yeah, that must be some...
O'Neill's not impressed really by that. Obviously because he thought he was worth more.
What, are you going to argue?
Like,
why do you need our help anyway?
Hey, I take help whenever I can get it. You see, this injury is going to take time to heal and I don't have that luxury. Sokar can figure out everything I can figure out. If I want to trade Keltar back to Sokar, I gotta get to him first.
It's not good working for somebody who can probably outthink you, and if you don't like what you've done, kill you. Bit of a paranoid, builds a paranoid character.
Are you referring to Sam Jones? Character working for Zucker?
Harris, yeah. Mm. He's just as afraid of his employer as he is of anybody else.
This is a Jax type statement.
I hate gold. You hate him. Everybody hates gold.
You hate ghouls, I hate ghouls, everyone hates ghouls. We all stand together.
Imagine Hammond going through this. Gould. Someone must surely have done every way to pronounce gould, a YouTube video.
JWC covered it.
Oh, they talked about it. But...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Choiceless.
You see, that's why I like you. You're quick. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Not many people say that to Jack. Ominous.
Drop to commercial.
Yes, that's why he said ominous. Ominous, drop to commercial.
Is that the Tok'ra Ritu weapon then? Modified.
It does bear a certain resemblance.
Yeah, but I thought the Ritu weapon was a little further in the... I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, really. Right.
You trust me, I trust you.
What's that?
Drink.
Give his drink a little kick.
Possibly. I'm sure there are other reasons.
So, what exactly did you have in mind regarding the capture of this Gould? What was his name? Kevlar?
Keltar.
For the drink?
Kevlar.
That's a bad plan.
What if he's in the mood to shoot first and take prisoners later?
That's your problem. Let's go.
It's not a bad plan from Aris's perspective.
Yeah, this is O'Neill's argument.
You grab that Gould yourself and turn us all in.
Oh, I didn't miss the chance of watching the great Jack O'Neill in action. Look, do you want to know how I became the greatest bounty hunter in the galaxy?
More than life itself.
I'm the greatest because I'm alive. That's it. Period.
He's a little arrogant, isn't he?
A little. He's been around Gould too long.
If I can catch a Gould equipped with all kinds of fancy toys without risking my neck, that's a damn good compromise.
Fancy toys?
All you gotta do is get close enough to shoot him with a Zet Nicotel.
Okay. Found a flaw in your plan.
Well, what's that?
Well, we're exactly one Zat gun short of actually having a Zat gun.
Zat gun.
Drop the Nicotel.
I guess it does save a bit of effort.
We don't... brief aside, we should wait. Have we met Rodney yet?
No.
Yeah.
He's way off in the future.
Yeah, okay.
Rodney McKay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, season 8, is it? Somewhere up there? When they have the jump.
I thought it was. No.
No, it's earlier. It's about season 5.
Oh, that's right. He's brought back for the jumper, isn't he?
I thought he had just a small part here and there, and then towards the beginning of Atlantis, he started showing up more on SG-1. So.
Good thinking.
It happens.
Yeah. Now, this isn't unexpected.
No, this really isn't unexpected. I know who's been reading ahead.
I've watched the episode.
Yeah.
You could put the boot in while he's down.
No, I don't think he's really unconscious, otherwise he wouldn't be focused on this one.
Even more point to put the boot in.
I prefer the charm of not having watched the episode. I don't think I'd be as spontaneous. Daniel really doesn't trust this plan.
Oh, look, they're going down that hill again.
I think that's different, though.
You sure?
That tree was at the bottom of it last time.
Well, that's probably been planted by props. To make it look different. It looks a bit, twiggy, doesn't it?
Almond bark. Bark lounger. Beetlejuice.
Barkna. It was Barkna.
Well, if it was Barkna, the door'd be opening, wouldn't it?
This was your idea.
You're the linguist.
Well, I don't remember.
Well, try.
Not much happening. We have an argument now.
Inside.
I said, inside what? He said,
Barokna.
There we go.
And we've shot from inside the ship to save the costly CG effect.
Well, I say, if you're going to cut corners, you know, you can still do it well.
Yes.
Hey, as long as
know how to fly these?
You what, Scott?
Hmm.
I was going to say, you know, as long as the shot gets done, it works. They cheat, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're cheaper.
Those little scenes work fantastically well. You don't need the big budget CGI effect to get the point across.
Yeah,
that looks a bit.
How many combinations could there be?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Listen, in the meantime, tell me how to fly this thing.
First, you must locate the main steering console.
Daniel, would you come here a moment?
Oopsie.
Does that sound like a countdown, Daniel?
He hasn't said that yet.
Of course it's a countdown.
It's clearly obvious that it's a countdown. There are drunken fans screaming at you.
Oh, Teal'c, would these ships have any kind of self-destruct mechanism?
It is possible.
That's another of Aris's upgrades. This isn't an off-the-shelf cargo vessel.
We just lost a digit. Of course we did.
Oh, boy.
So, Teal'c, how does one override the self-destruct?
Open the cowling in the center console. There should be three Delmax. Crystals. There should be three crystals.
There's only two. The middle one's missing. We're missing one.
That's not good.
There's two.
Mm. Yes.
Keep pressing buttons, Jack.
18 seconds behind there, Scott.
I know. Then jump ahead.
This isn't good.
No.
We just lost another digit. Aris must have the other crystal.
You remember the game Simon Says?
Mm-hmm.
And the big buttons and the...
Maybe it's just a modified one.
Mm-hmm. Hey! What were you guys thinking? Only I can fire that.
Put the weapon down.
You put the crystal back.
What if I don't?
You won't blow up your ship.
He might, you know.
He does seem slightly outside.
Yeah. You've seen him taking some sort of a strange substance.
Yes.
Surprise! Close your mouth, Daniel. You really should have shot me when you had the chance.
Yes.
Now it's set.
Put the gun down.
Colonel, you think I'd give you a weapon that would work on me?
If he threw it at you, it would.
Ooh, tickles.
Why don't you shoot him in the head, then?
Then why did you pretend to be knocked out?
Well, let's just say I wanted to see you guys sweat a little. Now, did we learn something here?
Ouch. Clearly not.
Not in the backside either. Yeah, not the rescue they were hoping for there.
No, these aren't the rescues you're hoping for.
See, he has a couple bits of exposed skin. He could have been shot there.
That's what I said, shoot him in the head.
Assuming it's the armor, of course.
And it's not him.
It might have a slightly different nervous system.
Well, I offered a fair deal. I trusted you.
Oh, please.
We're sorry. Is the deal still on the table?
Daniel.
Is it just me, or do they seem to be standing about the right with the part for ring transport?
No, it's just you.
Actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can't just go actually.
Alan does that a lot, and it puts me off some run.
What?
He comes up with actually, and then I'm waiting for you to carry on.
I don't do that much, do I?
It's amazing how many times I don't notice it. I notice it more when I'm editing the episode after the fact.
Generally, if I go, actually, I'm kind of desperately reading the transcript to find out what they've just said.
Yeah, we're getting a bit of Aris's backstory.
Has it ever occurred to you that someone outside your solar system might not see things the way you do?
Why don't the Gould just take what they want from you and kill you?
They don't kill me because I deliver. As long as I'm alive, there'll always be a next time.
Why don't they just make you a host?
Because they can't. They tried a long time ago when they first came to my home planet. But there's something about my race's physical makeup that rejected the Gould blending. I don't know why.
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. So incredible they wiped out most of my people because of it.
But not you.
I managed to impress them. My people have always been strong and skilled. That's why the Goa'uld kept the youngest as slaves, killed the rest.
Yes.
Which is a surprisingly similar backstory to a character we see in another of the franchise's series.
Which we're not going to mention because we don't spoil beyond the current episode.
Exactly. I wasn't going to say anything else.
Ooh.
And that's a bit Farscape-y as well, isn't it? My son's a slave.
Oh. Yes.
Let's keep moving.
I'm wondering what sort of view he had from that helmet.
Mm.
You look good, Jack.
Hmm.
Wow. These are cool.
I kind of half expect to see on the helmet view the something saying, mentioning a target, and, you know, like Terminate.
I was sort of expecting,
you know, if he looked at anybody else, you'd see sort of Hitchhiker's Guide style things scroll up with details of home, planet, race, you know.
Yeah.
Like currency.
There you go. Mm. Well, he didn't look at anyone. You never know. It might actually do that.
I'd settle for the Predator red targeting dots.
They form the triangle, depending, presumably, on distance and level of lock.
I thought you'd want to watch us work.
Well, I trust you.
You do?
Sure. And Major Carter stays with me.
Unacceptable.
It's not negotiable. If you don't return, then I turn her over to Sokar.
Mm, that's his plan.
Oh, a new word from Teok coming up. Sorry, I read ahead slightly. I am not going to attempt to pronounce it.
Are you sure that Tib do it?
Mm-hmm. Now, out of all of them, would you keep Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say, it was a bit of a daft question, wasn't it?
Would I keep Sam? I wouldn't let Sam. I'd keep Sam, irrespective of what happened. I'd just send the rest of them home.
Yeah, send them away, and you scarp with Sam.
So, Teok, how does one ghoul fire weapons from several directions?
Tex.
Tech Nicotels?
Tackle you in the tag of Minotauron.
What was that? Tax.
Mm.
Tax.
What are they?
Automatic remote weapons.
Yeah.
Takunita Gami in Turon, according to Gate World.
Yes.
Tak unit Agamin Turon. Christ.
How many takes did they take it to say that one right?
Too many.
Hmm. Well, they shot
them. Or did they just let him make up a word
that didn't have, like, 15 syllables?
Oh, just techno babble, isn't it? Just say something.
If I were O'Neill, I'd throw another...
straight in.
...to the cave. Isn't this a little medieval, you know? Cave, dangerous thing. Why are you pointing the wet business end of your face, O'Neill? Silly man.
Well, I suppose it's got to be a bit medieval, because the guy's on the run.
Surrender!
Although still a bit dangerous. But yeah, put your hand down.
He doesn't look well, does he?
He doesn't look like the badass Aris was making him out.
No.
And of course we get the revelation here of who he is.
You are Teok, the Sholva.
Is that a host?
You are SG-1 from Earth.
Yeah, apparently we're well known.
My name is Korra.
We were told it was Keltar.
No. Please help me.
Help you?
I am not Goa'uld. I am Tok'ra.
Oh, shocker. Aris lied.
Of course, he could be lying.
He could be.
I don't have to tie you to a tree or anything unpleasant like that, do I?
No.
Why not?
I think that could be a good start.
Yeah, I'm sure Sam will make a good damsel in distress.
I was thinking more of the bondage angle, but...
Well then.
Yeah, 30 seconds of silence after that comment.
That weren't 30 seconds, that were 8.
Well, are you actually timing it?
I have an innate sense of internal clockness.
Clockness? Is that a new word?
It is if I say it is.
That's why he wins so many Scrabble tournaments.
You know, the fact that your race rejects the gold symbiote could be very valuable to us. To all humans all over the galaxy. It could be the key to defeating the gold.
I doubt it.
But if they couldn't use us as hosts...
I told you before, I don't understand this immunity.
Well, we'd have to run some tests.
You think he's hijacking Sam's moose?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that as a euphemism.
No, I meant it as a air product. Don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking hijacking the moose. We could adopt that as a phrase.
I'm not thinking about anything like that seen from Something About Mary.
Yeah, gonna go hijack the moose. Might be a while.
It goes along the lines of I'll be in my bunk.
Yeah, it doesn't.
We're wandering off topic.
A few of our listeners there who've seen Jack and Daniel together would be saying that. Most of them are in the female persuasion. But...
His injuries are severe.
What now?
Can you talk?
Yes.
All right, here's what's happening. There's a guy out there.
Aris Bach.
Yeah, he's got us trapped on this planet, and he's holding a member of our team hostage.
Samantha Carter, the daughter of Jacob, host to Selmac.
So you've got good information.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we can believe he's a toker. The Gwold system lords wouldn't know that bit of information.
Well, depends how effective the tortures are.
Can you prove you're a toker?
I only have my word. If Samantha Carter were here, she would recognize me.
Harris must have known Sam would be able to verify whether Cora Keltar, whatever his name is telling the truth about being a Tok'ra.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you could be a Gould using the old I'm a Tok'ra thing to get us to help you.
Now, how could he fail to allow himself? I mean, killing himself isn't going to work with Sokar. He's already done that with the Prophets.
Yeah, but can he revive the actual...
The Gould?
Yeah, symbiote.
Because they did it with Thing.
Yeah, but the body died, but was the symbiote dead? It was dying, but was it dead?
I don't know.
Actually, wasn't the symbiote dying first? Because there was a spot where Apophis was, talking
true.
In ancient... Yeah, and then eventually the human died, too, the host.
Aris Bach claimed the vessel was his.
It belongs to Sokar, and Aris likely plans to trade it back to him, along with us. All of us.
Doesn't sound good, lads.
Yes, it sounds like he's a mercenary.
This guy likes to talk.
So what's it like to have one of those things bore itself in your brain and possess you?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, come on. What are you saying?
You wouldn't understand.
He enjoys the sound of his own voice. Yeah. It's not as if we can complain. It's not as if we haven't been doing this for the last... God, what, nearly 2 years now? Year and 3/4, anyway. She's speaking. Is this her or Joel and I speak?
Well, she's drawing on a lot of what Joel and I knows, but what she knows herself.
Oh, she has freckles. We go back to that close-up on Sam. Can we go back to the close-up? Thank you. Yep, I see freckles. Down her right cheek. Well, it makes it more adorable. This is a bad thing.
I don't know, the resolution of this...
Any...
Yeah, the video file I'm watching hasn't got the resolution. It's only about 140 meg.
I did a straight uncompressed rip-off to DVD, and I'm watching a 21-inch widescreen monitor, so...
The task might not be so insurmountable.
You mean me? Well, I couldn't help you as much as you think.
You mean you won't? You know what I think?
Got the shakes.
He's shaking.
I think you care. And I don't think you like what you do nearly as much as you pretend to.
I think you should shut up.
Nervous around women?
No.
He's all talk. Look at the size of his codpiece. Like Blackadder.
I would say you were lowering the tone, but after me stealing the moose comment, I can't really... I'm not exactly in a position to take the moral high ground here. Am I ever?
What is that?
Water.
What you put in it?
Flavor.
He's a drug addict.
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah.
Roy Rage.
Rush, no.
AKA Fluoride.
You get the impression that he could do a James Earl Jones style voiceover.
Oh, more to the point, James Earl Jones could do this character.
That would be interesting.
No, that was really weird. James Earl Jones voicing an Unas. That was just bizarre.
It worked, though.
Yeah. But what about the guy that was originally the Unas suit? Does he feel like David Proust? I can't imagine Darth Vader having quite the same level of menace with a West Country accent. You know?
They must still have the actual audio recordings.
Audio, it's like, Luke, I am your father. I expect you.
He did sound a little puny.
Yeah.
He was a green cast code man.
Yeah, because we've talked about him in his green tights before. Let's not go back there.
There's always room for green tights.
Not on a 6.5 foot, 20-stone guy, there ain't.
It's men in tights.
Errol Flynn pulled it off.
He indiscriminately hunts both guilty and innocent, only caring about whether they have any trading value.
Well, we have to get Carter away from him.
Does this mean you believe me?
Not just yet. But I'm starting to get that choiceless feeling all over again.
I cannot be turned over to Sokar. He has methods of extracting information. There are other Tok'ra operatives in his midst who I will not betray.
I understand. Can you walk?
I will not burden you.
It is no burden.
No! Why are they throwing that stuff away? It's useful.
It can be tracked. Aris can track everything that's got Naquadah in it. And the weaponry has.
The weaponry may have, but I'm assuming Kel'Tar does as well.
Great.
What's wrong?
I don't see them and they're not moving. Either the gold got them or they're not playing by the rules.
So what does that mean?
You probably can track the much highly concentrated material in the metal of the guns as opposed to what's in his bloodstream.
He's killed her now, do we?
He hasn't killed her. It's Sam.
She's been killed before.
So are some other people.
Yeah. Some of them make a habit of it.
Not yet. We're at least 3 seasons from that.
Hey, we weren't going to specify who or what.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
It's a trap.
I will go.
No. I will. What are we supposed to do?
He's going to have to show himself eventually. Can you take him?
I can.
It's a kind of mixed episode reaction, non-action. It's not so much exposition as Aris just blathering on and on and on and on and on.
Well, they got the money's worth out of him.
Her lips moved.
Where is he?
Give her the kiss of life, Jack. Give her the kiss of life.
I
would. Damn, no. What you do is you go in for the lip lock while you think she's unconscious. Probably the only chance you're going to get for at least 5 seasons. Oh, that's not good.
Nice shot.
I'm assuming, unlike a Firefly class ship, this actually does have weapons.
Only if it's been upgraded.
No, cargo ships have weapons. We've seen cargo ships fire.
Yeah, they were probably upgraded.
Do you have, like, the unauthorized Bible of tech for SG-1?
I'll probably find it.
Carter, come on. You passed out again. You all right?
Hang on, she was awake a second ago. How was she? Well,
she's again? Fainted again.
Oh, not too much. Oh, by the way, the Gould Aris wanted us to catch. He claims to be a Tok'ra named Korra. Ring a bell?
Yeah, it does.
Said you'd recognize him.
Maybe.
Jack, discussing with Carter whether or not the K guy is actually a Tok'ra.
Yeah.
I'm just calling him the K guy. Yep, door's opened.
Oh, yeah. Way to play hard to get, boys.
Well, give me a little credit.
Why is that?
Well, I have what I wanted. The rest of you, you're free to go.
You're keeping your end of the bargain.
I gave my word.
Look, I know you think you don't have a choice, but there must be another way.
Yeah, trying to argue around.
Didn't actually expect him to keep his part of the bargain.
One of his mother ships will be entering orbit around this planet any time now.
I will not betray the lives of other Tok'ra.
What the hell did you do that for?
It's a very Christ-like pose, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, like Jack hasn't shot anybody, just speaking out of turn.
Zekovic.
Ah.
Yeah.
Quick acting poison.
Poison. That's very un-Goa'uld-like. Why would he do that?
To save the lives of other Tok'ra.
Well, since when does a Goa'uld care about another Goa'uld?
I've told you, the Tok'ra are not the same.
This is pretty much how Jack was acting not that many episodes ago. In fact, he had fun calling the Tok'ra Goa'uld.
Second thoughts here.
I have to give him something. Take me.
Hmm. I think that weird noise is actually my PC.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds so...
Well, now you're... I was going to say, first you're blaming it on me, now... Because I'm not hearing any noise.
It sounds, God help me for saying it, like someone's in the background with Vuvuzela. It really does.
That would be Sokar.
It's just one, not a crowd, just one little person.
I'm not that little.
Okay, brief moment of weakness. Till comes with me.
That just is not gonna happen.
No other way. Last chance to take that Tok'ra and get the hell out.
It's like the Aris box out of a... that's a bit nasty.
Missing piece of the DHD. Teal'c.
We are choiceless.
We'll find you.
We are choiceless. I wonder, is he also wearing the armor to hide the fact that all that muscle he had in Fresh Guard has gone to flab? His body doesn't go anywhere near as good.
Well, it beats wearing a girdle like Mr. Shatner did in Star Trek.
Yes.
Shimmy.
I thought he was going to fight. Wasn't he making... You had the impression he was making let me maneuver the controls gestures there.
Yeah, instead he's actually got a force field around the chair. Yeah. He ain't going anywhere.
Why the extendy bits? He looks confused.
What happened?
Teal went in your place.
How am I going to explain this to the general? Yeah, can anybody remember where the gate is in relation to where we are now?
Come on. Let's get out of here.
Up that hill for a start.
I mean, they must have like a gate-finding compass or something.
Yeah.
That way.
You have made a sacrifice as well.
I guess I never knew the Tok'ra were different, you know. So what made you betray Apophis?
The Goa'uld are enslavers of worlds. The humans value freedom.
Well, you don't really think the Tok'ra and the humans have a chance of overthrowing the Goa'uld, do you?
I do.
I don't think so.
I would rather serve with those willing to die trying.
Joke very sort of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Are we expositioning?
He's being noble, but he don't like it.
The eyes are kind of muddy green, Aris Box. I know it's odd details.
Yes. The colour of a man's eyes, that is an odd detail.
I did say. Yeah, we're, no need to be happening obvious.
I love the look.
Vapor trail. Boom.
Oop.
Oh my god.
What the hell?
Escape pods.
Whoopsie.
What did Tilt do?
What button did you push? You know, character's down here, so she couldn't have been driving. Probably alienated about 5% of her audience.
Councillor Troy were driving, wouldn't it?
You okay?
I will be fine.
What happened?
Had some technical difficulties, which I communicated to Sokar's ship just after I accidentally removed this.
The only episode where Councilor Troy actually appeared to take command was the one where she sent a simulated Geordi to his death.
Yeah. One hell of a bluff with Sokar. Yeah, give it to you.
There is no need.
Look, if someone gives a little speech like that, Teal'c, you thank him. Yeah, Aris is feeling left out.
What about me?
Well, it's kind of a backhanded show of appreciation, but I'll take it.
Won't Sokar be angry?
Well, hopefully he thinks I'm dead, and by the time he figures it out, I'll be long gone.
What about the substance you need?
The Roshna.
There are plenty of Go'uld out there I could trade with.
Huh?
This is a little fancy at Daniel here.
Yeah.
Get back to the start.
Oh, Dr. Jackson, I was lying to you before. The price on your head is much more than a day's ration. Actually, the Go'uld want to see you dead as much as anyone for figuring out the Stargate.
Now, is that really comforting?
Yeah, there's a price you had. Oh, thanks. Right.
I think. It's like, thank you, I think.
Who knows? Maybe someday someone will figure out a way for what's left of my people to be free of the Go'uld. And that would be something worth trading for.
Do we even hear about Rush? Again, I don't think we do.
I don't think we do either.
This is typical sort of, you know, of our showrunners, though. They bring these characters in. Now, they might not bring them back, but they'll always leave themselves open to use them again.
Oh, yeah. You can start a huge number of threads, and if you only pick up 10% of them, that gets you continuity.
Mm-hmm. And it gets you respect from fans. I mean, if they brought this guy into Stargate Universe, or this guy's race into Stargate Universe.
Yeah.
Rather than the fans going, you're desperate for a plot line, it's like, oh, cool, you're referencing stuff that happened like 7 seasons and 2 series ago.
And the rest of the fans go, SG-1, you mean there's another series?
Ah, yes. What's it been known as? BSG-1?
Some fans with no imagination have called it that, yeah.
That was one that just came up off the top of my head.
Hey, you know, it kind of worked, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the support. Now, I'm fairly certain I checked, yes. I actually checked this morning at about 5:40 when my brain, which fell asleep at 10:30, woke me at about 10 to 5. Evil, bad brain. And we had no... Shall we read out the feedback we got on the Facebook page, do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, then let's do the sign off and we can tack it on to, you can tack it on to the email stuff for Saturday.
Yeah, can do.
Okay, Scott, thank you for joining us. Hopefully you'll be back with us more frequently.
Well, it seems like I only work on the weekends, so if, you know, no, if I'm here,
excellent.
I'll be
there. The more the merrier.
During the week, all I'm doing is sitting around for the most part.
I shall no longer... Well, look at it this way. You now know what the next episode is, so I'm assuming you can obtain it within a week.
Yeah,
that'd be easier. That way I won't have to worry about the commercials messing everything up.
I think we can subtitle this particular episode... Although you guys didn't hear it, thanks to the magic of Mike's editing. Reasons not to press pause, number 214.
You wouldn't think it was so difficult, but we've got different source material. We've got video that's been transcoded, audio that's separate to video. It's a nightmare.
It's all done by pixies.
Although if you think about it, you should actually take some of those clips and throw them in at the end just because...
Don't make his life more difficult than it is already.
Well, I've done that once for the Facebook page. Try to embarrass Alan a little. Oh, quick.
There is a slight issue with that, Mike.
Mm.
You're assuming I have anything approaching shame.
That's quite right.
Silly boy.
I've seen you dressed up, Death.
Have you seen me dressed up as a wizard?
I was going to say wizard, then I thought, hang on a minute. No, I haven't seen him as a wizard. Oh, yeah, I have, haven't I? Yeah. Was it the one when you went to
Germany?
Germany, yeah.
That was a good costume, that were.
Yeah, there's some good costumes in that, I seem to recall.
There's some bloody fantastic costumes in that.
Gotta get to the Facebook page, because Stephen Jones just posted a message.
Shock horror. But anyway, let's finish the sign off. That was an interesting episode. A variance between exposition and Sam Jones getting about twice as many script lines as the rest of the actors combined.
Oh, yeah, he was. He's an actor who's quite happy to talk, and they gave him the lines to do it.
Apparently it was written all around him.
You think? And he played a fairly cool character, all things considered. He had the technology, the Zakuns were kind of, oh, that tickles.
Yeah, bounty hunters are always cool, aren't they? Let's be honest. Even Keira Knightley was a cool bounty hunter. Was it Keira Knightley?
I mean, he didn't even choose scenery. He wasn't like a tacky kind of over-the-top bounty hunter.
He tried.
You know, he tried, but next week's episode will be Season 3, Episode 8, Demons. Cue dramatic voiceover. SG-1 encounters a medieval civilization and frees a woman tied to a stake as a sacrifice to a demon. With the woman freed, the demon vows to destroy the village unless the SG-1 team is offered up an appeasement. Why do I get the impression the demons are Go'uld? Yes, I'm going with Jack's single-syllable pronunciation.
I don't recall that episode at all.
I do. I can tell you, if memory serves, it's the one I mentioned before where they, I think they chuck Teok into a lake and he appears to drown, but the symbiote keeps him alive by extracting oxygen from the water.
Oh.
Which is complete bullshit, considering the volume of the symbiote and the volume of Teok and the amount of oxygen they need, but still.
Yeah, we're really going to worry about little details like that watching the sci-fi series.
Well, we also get another appearance of the word Sokar in that episode.
Yeah, they're really playing up season bad guy.
I believe they're calling him Satan in some of those episodes.
Mm. Yeah, that's one Sokar. Hell of a mythical character to take over. If you're a system lord, isn't it? Right, I've got this quote. Who's this from? I think it's from Glasner. No, Martin Wood. The whole episode was like that with him. I think Sam really is an alien. He doesn't understand the rules and regulations of human life. So brought this alien character to life in a way that nobody else could.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like I say, it's amazing he hasn't done more TV work. Perhaps he should move to Vancouver. He could have been in everything.
Okay. Thanks for listening, folks, and this is Alan.
And I've been Mike. Bye all.
And I'm Scott. See you later.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.